AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Monday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Oh my God, thank God. Guys, we're back. We're back. We're back. We're back in the garage pod. We're back in the garage pod. Things are really good. Things are really good. I may or may not have had something burned off of my face yesterday. As that's how you celebrate America's birthday. You burn something off of your face.
With fireworks.
This is my firework. It's my face firework. Have you burned anything off of your face, Anna?
When I was young, yeah.
Did it hurt?
Yeah. I mean, my dad was like, do it. It's great.
He always burns stuff off his face.
He burns stuff off his face every year.
You know what? I don't want to burn it. I don't like doctors, yeah. But I'm hoping this works.
He looks like a baby's bottom.
Does he? So I should keep burning stuff off my face. You know what? I want to look like your dad's baby's bottom. Hello. Welcome to a very special facial episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arta Marine, and I'm back in Los Angeles with me. To my right is a man, a man's man.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Meow.
Robbie's on a vacation far away.
I forgot all the time.
Meow. Round and talk it over.
Meow.
Yeah. So mad. I was on Mescaline when I recorded this. I want to say, you know, I like my Bachelor of the Year a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Meow. 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 Meow.
I don't want to lose your love. Rob Benedict tonight. That's my B-side single. Like, you have to be a big fan. But, like, if you're taking acid or Molly or mescaline or that one where people shit their pants in the desert. What's that one?
Ayahuasca.
That's when I wrote that. I wrote that on ayahuasca. Robert Benedict!
Hi, everybody. Yeah. I like the meows. I like my bachelor's a little bit older.
That's right.
That's the cover. That's the title of my biography.
I love it. I can't. When does that come out?
Soon.
I'm writing.
Yeah, I'm writing it now.
I can't wait. Yeah. It's so good to see you. You look like a handsome devil.
Thank you very
much. Did you have a nice 4th of July?
I did. A buddy of mine rented a house with a pool.
So where?
Just in L.A.
Oh, did you go over there?
We just wanted a house with a pool. None of us had one, so we just rented one.
Was it Laura Flynn Boyle's pool?
It was.
That's great. Did she come with the house?
Yeah, totally. She was amazing.
Things are so good, you guys. Speaking of so good, the look on the face of this person listening to Rob's song. Let's just introduce her so we can discuss this freely.
Yeah. You haven't heard this either.
Yeah.
Oh, I hadn't heard yours.
She's a secretary of the state.
Yeah.
She bought me masks to smile. Yeah. I love her. I've traveled with her. I think that I might break into her house in Los Angeles. And that's not. I love her, Miss Paget Brewster. Don't say a pun around her. She'll call you a serial killer. But then she'll say, my name is Paget Brewster. I'm the Secretary of State. I love her. I need her. She's my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, will you loan me $17,000?
Guys. Also, will you loan me $17,000?
That was, I've hit up most of our guests for $17,000. I keep sending out Venmo requests and nobody's.
I forget that I owe you.
You owe me $17,000.
Oh my God, Padgett, that was Padgett. Amazing.
Is that song not an inspiration?
It really is.
Really was an inspired. They were all recorded
so
in one fever. Thank you so much. I'm so amused. I tried to go on The Bachelor to further my musical career.
Yeah, the rhyming scheme.
I was too talented.
I'm so excited I got to hear Rob's.
Yeah. What did you think?
Who performed the meows?
Yeah.
My friend Avery, who is the musician, the genius
Fantastic.
For all of these.
Outstanding.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
Ah!
You saw my face.
I know. It's
the
shocking.
The whole time.
Did you have a nice Birthday of America?
I did. I had a wonderful time.
What did
time.
You do?
I hung up American flags.
Yes!
Yay! I made burgers and dogs.
Yes, I love
it. I watched some fireworks from a balcony.
I love a grill. Anna, Katie.
Hi.
Hello.
Did you guys have nice 4th of July?
I did.
Yes, I found myself in Sedona.
Did you do mescaline?
No.
Have you done mescaline?
No, I haven't done mescaline.
Has anybody here done mescaline?
No. I haven't done mescaline.
No. Should we? Group trip?
No, I've never. I feel like that's what you do in Sedona. No?
Really? Do people do mescaline?
Maybe I'm just trying to. Guys, 2019, I'm going to take up a mescaline addiction. I just wanted, since this is the only podcast about grief and The Bachelor, I'm just going to give a conclusion because my brother and I did a podcast last week. We may or may not have. I'm going to say we absolutely did not because it's not legal. Actually been able to execute, maybe not shooting off some of JJ with some fireworks. And Whoa. It was
allegedly
did not happen.
Allegedly did not happen.
But it was so may not have been if it had happened. This is how I picture it. So beautiful. And then afterwards, there was like 600 fireflies that came out in the field. Like she was like being like, I'm happy I'm home.
No way.
There was like all of a sudden, like all these fireflies were just everywhere.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Wow.
I may or may not have a video of something that did not happen. I'll tell you after. It was pretty great. So I just, for the people who followed this horrible journey, I have to say I feel like, okay. Like, you know, that portion, I felt like we did it right. Mm-hmm. And God forbid you ever have to do something like this. Find a friend who can drive to New Hampshire.
You had some friends with you.
After that part, yeah, they came. They came the next day. And again, I wasn't sure if it was going to be weird. Like, hey, I just may or may not have rocketed
my mom into space.
Come for a fun getaway. But like, it was actually really nice.
Good.
We talked about you. People were like, Rob Benedict should come.
I had real FOMO. I follow you on the Instagram.
Oh my God!
And I was like, why am I not?
Oh my God! Do you want to come?
Yeah, but the party's over. You guys already.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, next time I'll go.
Do you want to come with your time travel? Yeah, no, I get, well, it's also, I get social anxiety, so I wasn't sure. I've never, like, hosted, like, a group. Have you guys done group getaways? Have you, like, rented an Airbnb somewhere and, like, gone with a group?
No, I've done the Parker Palm Springs. But
I like that place.
But I haven't done, like, rent a house together. I've done it with family.
Have you, Anna does it. Anna does it.
With friends, just friends.
Anna
just
does
friends.
It.
I would not go for a long period with my family.
Do you get nervous doing it or you just do it?
No, I just do it and I bring a lot of marijuana.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. I don't partake in the marijuana.
Me neither. I'm not good at it.
But I am talking about doing it, going to Yosemite.
Oh,
with Paul
with
and Janie and Paul F. Tompkins.
That sounds
and,
fun. Yeah. Would you get a house or would you get a hotel? Okay.
Well, Steve and I were looking into, Yosemite or Yellowstone?
Yosemite.
Same thing?
Is Yellowstone Wyoming? Yogi Bear?
That's in Wyoming. Yellowstone's in Wyoming.
Which one's Old Faithful?
Yellowstone is Yogi Bear.
What's Old
Yellowstone
Faithful?
Yellowstone is Yellowstone.
Okay, Yellowstone. Yosemite. You can't get a cool house for two people. Everyone who's renting their cool log cabins.
It's for lots of people.
It's for, three,
so you're
four
do
bedrooms.
It. All right, so I need to hear how it goes.
I'll tell you how it goes.
I need to hear how it goes.
It sounds like an independent movie. I feel like we're going to have fights.
I know. I kept feeling
or judge each other.
I felt
something's going to come out after 20 years. hours.
I kept saying,
I'm scared.
Like, I felt like I was like in a Sundance movie that like starring like Jenny Slate. She falls in love. Like she's there with one guy, but then she falls in love with like the local cook or something.
Exactly. That's my fear.
I played the part of Jenny Slate.
Can I go out for the cook?
You could go out for the cook. Okay, cool. Oh my God. That'd be so great.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Yeah. You know what?
Sweet.
Let's do that. I think you can just go right to producers.
Okay, great.
Great.
Just this once.
Can I play a park ranger?
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow. I want Anna to play like the neighbor next door who has all of the pot. Yeah. And like that there's like one uptight person who's like, why do you keep going over to like Cynthia's house? And they're like, Cynthia's cool. And I'm like, Cynthia's not on the list. Cynthia didn't come with us. This is a group bonding trip.
That's like that Jennifer Garner character in Camping.
Yeah.
So aggressively uptight, who just wouldn't let you do anything.
I tapped out of that show after like two episodes. Did you finish it?
I honestly can't remember if I finished it.
Brett Gelman is always so good at being a creepy guy.
Oh, God. He's so, in everything,
he's
too.
He's so good on Fleabag.
He's amazing.
Disgusting on Fleabag.
He is so disgusting, and then equally as disgusting but hilarious in Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
He's amazing. He's in everything.
Yeah. He's in everything.
He deserves to be, though. That guy is
he's so good.
Really hard, and he's... in a great place.
Speaking of talent, here we are, you guys. Hometowns. Dun, 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 hometowns. We start out in basically Westlake Village, which is where the Bachelor like hotel is. Peter does a leg wrap with Hannah, and she goes, I've got a date with Peter. They can't get their like verbiage right. Like, I'm on a date with Peter. I've got a date with Peter. I've got a date with Peter. So then they're going flying, and he's like, they're in a field. He's like, it's so crazy you're here. And she, you can tell there's a part of her, either they're playing it like to mislead us, but it feels like she's like talking herself into him.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, my Barbie, this is who I pictured. He's handsome. He's a pilot. He's sweet. He's successful. But I didn't like have all the sparks. Guys, thoughts?
Same. I felt the same. And in fact, I was surprised that at the end of it, spoiler alert, that he's like the first name she calls out.
I was shocked.
Yeah, I didn't.
Shocked. I thought he was definitely going home.
I thought he was a goner. I assumed. I was shocked, and we'll get there. But I was shocked that Tyler and Peter were the first two names called, because she said "I love you" to the other two. So like, when or I'm, she told the camera, "I'm in love with them." So when she called those two names first, I'm like, "What is happening?"
Although
here?
Tyler, yeah, she just really wants to bone him.
I knew Tyler was gonna.
I thought Peter was a goner. I didn't get that at all.
You thought Peter was in the winner's circle?
I mean, I felt like they had a good date. I felt like they liked each other. I feel like she really seems to like him. I don't know.
Maybe I hope you're right.
Did I like something different?
I hope you're right, because I like Peter.
No, I don't think she wants to bone him.
No.
And I think that's really what it's coming down to for her.
Yeah, I mean...
She likes making out with him, but he almost wants her too much.
Yes, I was just going to say, he wants to bone her way more than she does.
How about the condom in the car?
Dude, the condom in the car. So they start driving, and he shows up, and he was like... He goes, I'm going to take you with my girl. And then he revealed his Mercedes.
His baby.
Like a black Mercedes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think he comes for money?
I think he's done well for himself. But his parents seem to live in a nice house.
Pilot lives at home.
I don't think pilots make that much money.
But I think he lives at home. Because we were like, how's he afford that car? Like, is this like a placement by Mercedes? Is it not really his?
Yeah.
But for some reason, I remember hearing, like when we were learning about the contestants, that he lives at home.
He lives at home.
Which does make sense as a pilot.
And maybe it's a used car. And like,
or it could be a lease. He could have a lease. That's a lease.
It's such a weird choice that's his pick. That car.
I had pictured him in a Subaru. You know, like something.
I don't know. I mean, he's like a single guy
in Westlake Village
in California
who tried to be an actor.
Yeah.
So he's.
I just didn't picture it.
I was shocked. Though. I was shocked that was the car. It did feel like his car because I like that she started. There's sides of her I like.
I
liked her digging through the car.
Yeah.
I liked finding the Altoids. I liked finding the condom.
Yeah.
You know, and then she was like, this isn't, you know, we're just holding hands and kissing in the car today, Peter.
Yeah.
And then he was like, here comes my baby. I'm looking for a co-pilot for life. And he took Hannah flying.
Yeah.
I knew he was. I literally, yeah, when he's like, "I've got something special planned," I was like, "He's gonna take her in a plane."
He's like, we're gonna soar to the next
Camarillo Airport's right there with a fabulous diner.
Really?
Does have a good diner?
Unbelievable.
He's also it feels like he's also a good audition to be the next Bachelor. Like,
oh, that's, yeah, what I was thinking on their date, because there was something very, for the first time, I found him attractive when he was piloting.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
when
was
he was paying attention
time
to something serious, I thought, now yeah, I get it. Ugh. I get it. That's that's a guy with, yes, a skill.
Like, he has to know what he's doing.
There was there was a moment he was making out and nobody's hands were on
the
control.
I thought the same thing. Like, hey, who's flying this plane?
Autopilot.
No, it's that's not a problem.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the pilots get up and walk around and shit.
I know. They just got to land.
No, those
little planes. I kept thinking of John F. Kennedy Jr. You're not taking me in a little plane.
I've been in a few little planes.
I'm not going in a little plane.
It's pretty, I don't know. It doesn't feel like
I'm not going in.
It's not too scary.
You're not taking me in your little plane.
One time I vomited in one of them because I was so hungover, and my friends were very upset with me.
Oh. Who are you rolling with that you were in a little
my
plane?
My good friend from high school is a pilot now. So, and we have there was a little airport near where we live, so he could just like rent planes, and we just had to pay for fuel so we could just go up whenever.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So he was like, she's like, we're going to make our relationship soar to the next day level. I thought it was a really good thing they flew over the mansion.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's where we met.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I see a future with you. There's happiness. I've never felt like this. Like, just the whole, I felt like, okay, they were cute. I don't think he's going to win, but I like him.
She felt very awkward on this date.
Yeah, she's not as horny for him.
I just don't think, I don't think she's into him.
I think he's going to be the next Bachelor.
He might, that's
you
what
called
I was thinking.
That. You called that.
The second we met him, I was like, he's the next Bachelor.
I hope it's Tyler. I'd rather have Tyler.
Oh, I would love to have Tyler. But
you don't
I just,
think she's going
to
pick Tyler?
Peter is just perfect, and they have all the puns
I think she's
going to
pick
flying
Luke or Tyler. But I think he was a very compelling case for a Bachelor last night.
They would love it to have a pilot.
A pilot is old school.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He can fly the planes that they go on their weird little plane.
Oh, my God. You're right. It did feel like the dream date on a Bachelor, but he's flying.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the ultimate Bachelor. He would be, you're right.
And he's like so cute, and he's a good age for it. He's 27. Like, he is ready to actually settle down.
How did we feel about that ad with Tia?
That
was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
Okay, great.
Disappointing.
I started watching and then
wait, did I fast forward through an ad?
Yeah.
What happened?
Tia was like, it was like some protein bar, and we had to watch her her best of, and it just reminded me like, oh, you were really annoying, Tia. You were really annoying last year. You were never Raven. I was not a huge Tia fan.
Yeah, she's Raven minus.
She's Raven minus, who like wouldn't let like gay Colton go like just be himself.
Yeah.
He didn't want her.
No. Mm-hmm. Who was that? Colton? Colton was on it's the All-Star weekend for Major League Baseball this week.
Yeah.
And Colton was on an All-Star softball match that I was on ESPN yesterday.
Did you watch it?
Well, I went for a second because I want to see the Home Run Derby because that's always fun. And it was right before the show started.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went and it was like All-Star celebrity softball tournament.
Yeah.
And Colton was.
Wow!
Yeah.
People making
good?
Money. They're making their money. These people. The protein bars.
Yeah.
Yep.
The sports events.
I know.
The
I'm
Fab Fit Fun.
We getting gotta paid. Get on the Bachelor.
They're
or the
getting their money.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we.
That's
yes,
how
we
you
do.
Get rich. You
that
guys.
Is how you get rich.
Hi, my name is Rob. I'm almost 50. I've got two grown children.
Hi, my name is Arden. I just burned something off of my face. And I like fireworks. I like fireworks. So then we go to the family, and it's Peter Sr., who's also a pilot, Barbara and Jack. And I was fascinated. One of the things that, again, made me like Hannah a little bit, she has verbal diarrhea. The moms, but she's also a wild card. So the moms, they start going like, where have you been? Meaning like, oh, we went to Boston. We went whatever. And she goes, oh, let me take this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this. He said, no, and I'm going to challenge you. And then I said, you better open up. But I was like, that they asked where you, I mean, unless they're just editing it to fuck her over. Like, they wanted to know, like, where did you travel to?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, here's my journey. And I'm like, you better open up, Peter. And at first, I didn't see him. But then I was like, I'm gone.
Her first, like, sentences to every single parent was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, and right about off the bat, I was bad like, you're
things,
bad at this.
She would tell each parent bad things about their kid.
Their own kid. Yeah.
Immediately. Like, at first I was like, fuck this guy, but then I saw his tight pants and I'm like, oh, hello.
Then I saw his Mercedes and I was like,
you're a pilot?
Yeah.
Yeah, she gave weird parent. And then they go, are you ready for some Cuban food? And they did the craziest German prayer.
Which made, so one of them's Germans, one of them is Cuban, I guess?
Yeah.
I would argue that wasn't a prayer, it was more of a chant.
Freudian Sabin, Sabin Nashin, Freilich, Freilich, Freilich!
It was scary. Yeah. Like, what's happening?
Wait, was Peter the one that spoke Spanish at one point?
Yes, he was Cuban and German.
So I think his mom is Cuban.
Yeah. Mom is Cuban, dad is German.
Yeah.
Or
but we were trying to figure that out.
They're both the children of Nazi war criminals. Yeah. Fled to Cuba after the demise of
Hitler. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
I really was wondering.
Well, the whole time I'm looking at them, being like, they both look white. I mean, yeah. I guess German is white, but like, genius. I was like, because I was like, I guess the mom maybe is like half Cuban.
I know. I was like looking at Peter. I'm like, Spanish you suddenly became from. More interesting that you're Cuban. Like, I look at this blonde little, like, I'm like,
she must be half Cuban.
I mean,
he had the dad had like bright blue eyes, so I was like, all right.
I was so then Peter started crying, and he was like, "Our grandparents would have loved you," and I thought his family was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The brother was nice.
The dad, well, the mom was a little crazy. The mom was like, "Tell me everything, everything. I didn't tell me everything, 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 everything."
I felt like they were of the four. They were the most normal.
I love Tyler's dad.
Oh, can I choose Tyler's dad?
I love Tyler's dad
and Tyler's great grandmother.
Oh my god,
Tyler's great grandmother.
Oh my god.
The mom goes, "Is this the one who makes your heart go bling, bling, bling?" I was like, I fear that if I had a child and they were on The Bachelor, I would behave like this. Everything, tell me everything, bling, 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 bling.
You would be the most entertaining mother to watch.
Oh, but they would edit it like my worst of. Like they would edit the fool to they make would, me look a wild
card.
You should
be like, wait, let me freestyle a song for you guys. Yeah.
Meow, 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 meow.
They would give you your own show. They'd be like, we gotta get this oh my this God. Show.
Like, if things don't work out with my daughter, things are not good with my husband. I'm just saying, our family, the genetics are strong. We age well. You think I haven't had things burned off my face every year since I heard about Anna's dad? I am 78 years old.
But I'm still great in the sack.
I am a bobcat in the sack. I'm a wild card. I cry. I'm needy. I'm giving. I'm insecure, so I'll do nothing is off limits. All roads are open.
Wait, has there ever been like a mom who's hit on The Bachelor? Or?
There's been sort of flirty moms, I feel like. You know what? Ari's mom was kind of a flirty mom. Back in the day, Ari's mom was
with
a little
Ari.
Ari, she was like, oh, my boy, baby boy, realtor / race car failure. So then he says to his mom the phrase, it's fire. And I thought, oh, like if my child, like that is like, is this the one that makes your heart go bling, bling, bling? Oh, mom, it's fire. I haven't said it yet. She's like, I want the world for you. And then the dad starts crying. He had a huge cross around his neck. Yeah. There's a lot of crosses. There was a lot of crosses.
There's a lot of Jesus in this episode.
You
know the My Pillow guy? It was like that kind of cross.
Yeah,
that blue shirt with the it looked exactly. I mean, it was a blue shirt. Even.
It didn't go well with the mustache.
No. It was huge.
That was a bad look.
The weeping. And then,
so there was a lot of Jesus, just side note, a lot of Jesus in this episode.
Maybe he's Cuban. Yeah. He might be Cuban.
He looked very
Did you
Cuban,
notice
actually.
In the car when she pulls the condom out, she also pulls out like a picture
of
Jesus?
Yeah, there was a Jesus like playing deck. I think his dad might be Cuban.
His dad had a very, like the open shirt cross.
Yeah.
I was like, this guy.
I couldn't tell either of them. I don't know.
And then we have...
If they were like, oh, and you know, my father was a former porn star, I would be like, yeah.
Okay.
That's his whole aesthetic. Like he's a valley porn star.
He's a valley porn star who's found
who
God.
Cried, who cried during sex.
He was the crying woodsman.
The crying woodsman. I got to write that down. That's really good.
Google search, crying.
That's really good.
Someone have that domain name.
That's great. That is really rich. So then the mom blew it. He hasn't said he loves her yet. The mom is immediately was like, psst, psst, psst. he's head over heels in love with you. It's like, be cool, Janice. Like, be cool. Janice. And then she's like, I mean, at the end, it could be him. And then the mom just starts crying. And she's like, God is finding a path for you. And I am really in need of a daughter. Like, okay. She's too much. I don't want to be somebody's daughter. Yeah. And then the dad was like, I hope you get what you're desiring. And then he starts crying and he has his cross necklace. He was sweet. And he goes, I only want what's best for you. And then he said, many blessings. I thought, I had the worst dad in the world. Like, how do these nice people end up on The Bachelor? Like, I feel like you need a more fucked up family to end up on The Bachelor.
Well, yeah, but this is also like, you know, after the cameras and everything else, we don't know what kind of, I don't know.
I mean, what do you think, Katie?
I don't know. I mean, I think you're right, especially for Peter living near L.A. He wanted to be on TV.
True story.
You know, I think that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
He succeeded.
I mean, I still think that they were the most – I guess Tyler's family was pretty normal.
Tyler's family was adorable.
They were my favorite family.
I loved
Tyler's,
them.
Yeah.
So here, anything further about Peter before we move on to Tyler?
Next Bachelor.
Let's go.
I like Peter more now. I will say that. I do like Peter a lot more after.
Yeah.
I thought he was really sweet.
And he could be the next Bachelor. I'd be okay with it.
I thought they had a good conversation outside afterwards. That
was
cute.
Yeah, he was cute. And he was like, take care of my girl. Yeah.
Oh, you know, they dragged that same bench with the same pillows to a couple of hometown dates. So after dinner with the family.
Is that true?
Yeah, because suddenly there was a new couch on the third hometown. And I was like, oh, it's not that same couch they've been dragging around.
That is hilarious.
Or the families bought the same.
No way.
Wayfair.
They went on Wayfair. And they got
the pillows.
I always wonder what
they dragged it. You're right. They dragged it. They for sure dragged it.
Is it their actual homes? Like they never. They just do. They just like clean them up.
I think they clean up and I think they do bring in some furniture.
Yeah. I wondered if Tyler's felt for a guy that like lost all their money. They had a really big house.
They lost all their money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember
medical bills?
No, remember he was
when
like
they
that.
Were in the boat, he's like, that's
that
the house
used to be.
Up.
That used to be that. That was his big heartbreaking story. Was we lost everything?
It sounds like they recovered decently.
Yeah, because they were in a fancy boat.
Their house was a mansion.
Because I also feel like a lot of people. I was talking to someone about this in Arizona because Arizona got hit really hard. But they were saying like a lot of people who just had a ton of money just walked away from their houses and were like able to just let it go and go. But then, like, just lose that house, not be able to make any money off it, and leave. But they were able to still recover decently.
Okay.
I don't know what his situation was.
I mean, Florida
like.
Florida got hit hard. Yeah.
And in Florida, I think maybe it was, like, in the worst part of town. So maybe his old house was on the water, and this is a big new house, maybe in a development farther from the beach or something.
My own little slice of paradise.
Oh, my God. Okay, here we are. We're Tyler in Jupiter, Florida.
Robert Kraft.
Yes, exactly.
That's where he got the hand job. Massage parlor.
Oh my God, you're right.
That's
the owner of the
that was in Jupiter. Really? Yeah. That was in Jupiter. Yeah. It felt like a hand job.
It did.
That felt like a whole
it's a
hand
rich
job.
Rich town for men looking for hand jobs.
Is it rich?
Wow.
Is it rich?
Oh, yeah. Jupiter. Yeah, yeah. On the water, it's very nice.
What's it rich from?
I don't know.
I think just
rich
hand jobs.
People go to retire there, and there's rich
people.
So they lubed up on the boat. He's like, it's my own little site. You read Hannah B. Here's going to be my. I'm just looking for my lighthouse. Bring me in the storm. It's like, I love this guy. I keep trying to convince myself he's smart. Everybody's telling me he is.
You guys said he was smart. Yeah. I don't see it.
I don't know.
I don't think he's stupid.
I think
he
looks
smarter
like he
got
thunked
between
off.
The eyes by something.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
I love
football,
this guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love this guy.
I love him too.
Does he seem smart to you?
I don't know that he's smart, but on paper he has an MBA.
Yeah, I think he has. Yeah. I mean, I think he
reads.
Is smart, but
his Instagram is entertaining. But maybe I'm just willing him to
he's
be smart because I think
he's
hot.
And he's very
also
sweet.
I think his whole like Southern vibe just aesthetically makes him appear dumber.
Yeah,
I think. Just because that voice.
So I'm just. I'm an elitist northerner from Massachusetts.
You're
I think
asshole.
If you're from Florida, you're dumb.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, they edit these people down. Yeah. They, you know, it's like we only see snippets.
So if he had a sentence longer than five words, they're going to cut it anyway.
I
do
have to say they're very bad at putting sunscreen on.
So
they missed so many spots.
He
so
missed
every,
they did the, she was concerned, the attraction. She was like, I have not seen somebody so attracted to someone since Caitlin eyeballed Nick in the club. Like, it's Nick. This was like, she was like, Tyler.
She was all over
She was straddling him under the water.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I have the best email to read. Okay, we got the best email. This was from a podcast fan. Fully appreciated. This was sent to us yesterday. I'll just read you part because there was a little bit that felt vaguely like it was some things were being given away. So this lady, over 4th of July, they're in Virginia. They hosted her husband's college roommate and his girlfriend, and she casually let it slip that her best friend was on The Bachelorette. She said, "My head whipped around so fast you'd think I was Linda Blair. It turns out she went to college with Tyler C. And yes, he is as delightful and weird as he seems. Most importantly was the tea she spilled about the show's steamy hookups. Apparently, Hannah straddles the guys so often because the production is asking her to hide their boners. A crew member gets her attention and tells her to cover up a boner with her ass. I mean,
wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for emailing us, friendship.
And she does it.
I mean,
that's pretty smart.
In the defense of the producers.
Talk to me.
Or anti-wardrobe.
Please.
Those men's pants are so tight.
And
they're like my Rite Aid jeggings, so if you had a stirring, it would have to be covered up.
And he is a big, he's a tall guy. I believe he has.
It's a sproin.
I believe
you
he
gotta
has.
You got to hide that.
But
it looks like he's wearing dance leggings.
Like, I don't
Tyler
like it.
Has the tightest
Tyler
pants.
His ass, it's not good. The ass is so tight on his pants.
They all wear pants that are way too tight. Like, I like
started with Nick Vial, I think.
Yes.
I really do.
Yes. And then Dean. And then Dean did the high water.
I like a slim pant, but like I personally do not find it attractive when a guy wears pants that tight.
Booty.
I just don't like
he's
it.
He's got badonkadonk.
Yeah, he's got booty.
I don't know, though. Do you think it's attractive? Pants that tight?
It's just
He's so cute.
It's like silly.
If I dated him, I would have to buy him new pants. I'd be like, oh, those look cute on
you. Well, I even had the thought.
They're just a little looser.
At the end of this date, I had the thought, after she straddles him in the car.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then,
like a spider monkey.
His
shirt was untucked.
I thought about that. I'd already gotten that email, so I was looking for boner, and they didn't show his dick area.
You saw it very briefly
when he got
out, and
got
I was
out
like,
of the car.
He's hard.
Yeah.
I can see
it. Yes.
Very quick.
Yeah, go back and rewind.
Katie is always on Ween Patrol, and I like it.
I'm shocked I missed that.
But then I had the feeling like when she drove away, he was like, I got to get into sweatpants.
Yes.
For him, I wanted to put on sweatpants.
That must be uncomfortable as fuck, right?
So she does the leg wrap underwater, and he was like, wow, this is the house where I grew up. In the recession, we lost it. And then he was very sweet, though. He's like,
he's very sweet. He's just very southern gentleman.
He's like, you're going to meet my dad, my mom, my crew. And then she asked about the dad, and he goes, well, I haven't seen him since I left. He had a paralyzed vocal cord. My dad had a paralyzed vocal cord after surgery. I felt so bad that he had to go on TV.
Yeah.
Because it's like you literally can't talk for a year.
He seemed okay, though.
He did okay, but you're glad that you, like, explained it. Because I remember, like, people would hear my dad and be like, like children would scream.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
And then they had margaritas.
And he's like, he goes, I want my dad to be around forever. And he goes, want a jam?
Yeah. And the world's worst written song.
He said, want a jam. And then it was a white guy with dreads.
Yeah.
And then Hannah was air guitaring. And then there was old people clapping.
There were people, they cut to these people that looked like they didn't know how to clap.
Yeah, yeah.
Like literally there was like.
It didn't feel set up. It felt like this guy who loves to dance because he's a dancing carpenter, like. Want a jam? He loves it. It felt like the equivalent of like when I picture Florida, I picture want a jam in a white band with dreadlocks.
In the day.
Like that's like that full. What is that Margaritaville singer?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Jimmy Buffett.
It's that whole Key West lifestyle.
Yeah.
Keys. Has anybody here ever been to the Keys?
No.
Been to Florida.
Yeah, but not Paramount,
but not the Keys. No,
not the Keys.
I did like that she was like, "Is this for real?" Like she was trying to understand if it was part of their production.
Right.
Like she was like, "We're allowed, okay?"
Am I supposed to know this band and then name check them?
Air guitar, air guitar,
that's like awkward.
Violently.
Yeah,
it wasn't
that kind of a song. It was like a reggae song.
Yeah.
But what was the chorus of the song? It was like, hey, 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 yeah, 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 or something like that. Yeah. Super easy.
I don't know.
It was hard. That was hard to watch.
It was super hard to watch.
So then we walk up. We're at home. Tight pants. My mom's, my pops. And then his dad kept, I loved it. His dad, he goes, this was the cutest interaction. His dad goes, I love you, buddy. And he goes, I love you, man. And then he starts crying. He's like, it's my pops. I love you, buddy.
That was nice. They hugged for a long time.
And his face looked like Tyler.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He was so cute.
And when Tyler talked about him, and this is what's so funny about him. I mean, he really does seem like a nice guy, but he's like, oh, man, y'all going to make me shed a little, one little tear drop.
Oh, my God.
One of my little eyes.
What's wrong with my eyes?
I love his dad. He was my favorite parent that's ever been on the show.
Yeah. Miss Hannaby.
Oh, my God. He goes, Miss Hannaby.
Oh, Miss Hannaby.
This is a small town, and everybody knew Tyler was going to be on it. And I thought, please, Lord, don't let him be cut on the first night. Yeah. I loved him.
Like, he's like, great. You got me worried.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is real. He might be in love. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop, him, like, turn into an asshole. But
he did.
Everything he said to her out on the deck or whatever was great.
Of all of the hometowns, these were fairly tame. We didn't have a Dean's dad. We didn't have a JoJo's mom and brothers.
Well, wait till we get to the Jed's mom.
Yeah. And they did get a little wackier, but they weren't quite as bad as Tia's uncles.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even the uncle of the former Beckel's uncle with all the docs.
I forgot about it.
And he was like,
hey, what about Andy's dad, Cy?
Oh, I didn't watch that season.
Oh,
was Cy the one that
Andy Dorfman.
Oh, yes. My God.
And what happened was once you saw her dad,
yeah,
you were like, oh, God, she looks just like her dad.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And then, but that's the one that dated, Chris Harrison dated her for like a year after his divorce.
Yeah.
And that's she exciting. Was super rude to me at the Kentucky Derby when I asked to take a picture.
Yes. You know who was rude to me? It was Miss J from America's Next Top
Model.
I know,
but it hurts to meet your heroes.
What happened? What happened about Andy? What did she do?
I just said, it was all the Bachelor people. They're all at the Kentucky Derby.
Sure.
Their hotel rooms are paid for. They have a police escort and cars.
Yeah.
And they're just being taken around for photo ops. So people are there to take their photo with you. And the Kentucky Derby's paid for everything. So I walked up, because they paid for me too.
Yeah.
So I walked up and I said, could I take a picture? And she, no joke, turned head up, eye roll, sigh, sure.
Oh.
And Steve, it's not like I don't know how to work a camera. Like Steve's right there with the thing, with the camera and watching the whole thing. And he was like, oh, I wish I'd videotaped it.
Wow.
Because he's like, I bet she wants to be an actress. And she doesn't know that you were asking for a selfie with her. And or he took the picture, but whatever. Yeah. I get though. Maybe she, who knows? Maybe she was tired. I don't
Fuck
know.
That.
I just feel like
Danielle the nurse was nice to us. You know?
I never liked Dean.
Dean was sweet.
No,
Dean was sweet.
They're all excited and
Kenny was the most.
Was she still with the weird abusive guy at that time?
It was right after
the one who liked Josh? the cheese eater. Yeah. The cheese eater.
You know what? Maybe she'd been beaten up that day. Shame on me for judging her.
Yeah. No, but the whole time she was on the Bachelor and then she was the Bachelorette, I always thought she had a stick up her butt.
She really did. Well, it turns out she did.
She flirted our friend.
Yeah.
So they got the tight pants and then he was like, I want you to see my wife and kids. I'm taking this seriously. And his dad goes, all we can do is to love and support you. And then he goes, ever since he was just a child, we've been on a big journey together. Yeah. A small child has been a big journey. I loved him.
Yeah.
And then the brothers were saying to her, our dad was in the hospital and he had to run the business and he stepped in and become everybody's personal lean on. I love Tyler. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He would make a great Bachelor, but I almost feel like he's too good for it. He'd be too measured.
Yeah. He'd think about it. There's no wild card with Tyler. He's just too good of a person.
Like, I tried to
it
press.
It would ruin him, I'm afraid.
I went down to where he had his date in Little Compton, and I tried to get details. Turns out Little Compton was like, we don't want our name. Like, they were the ones who were like, you can film here, but we don't want it.
The Little Compton Chamber of Commerce was like,
yeah, Compton was like, you can do it. Nobody cared. Nobody watched the show.
Wow.
That town, I was like, it's so New England.
How would your mom have reacted to
that? She would have been like, what the fuck? Oh, my God. We got to go down there. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, she would have been all over that.
Yeah.
She was pissed.
Yeah.
They didn't properly give them tribute.
Yeah.
So then the dad goes, oh, no, he might be in love. He doesn't let people get close. And he goes, you can't plan to fall in love. I just loved them. I loved him. I loved them. Anything fine. And then he basically like boned her in the car right behind that driver.
I just rewatched that driver. I just rewatched it.
Oh, did you see a bone?
You can kind of see like bone. A bulge and then he kind of turns
sideways.
He was like straddling her. She was straddling him.
He like laid down and then straddled.
And then he said, sorry, mom.
And then he said, sorry, mom. And then the driver was like 6 inches in front of them.
Like, okay.
Imagine being the driver.
I don't get paid enough.
Yeah. That's not the first time that's happened to the driver, but yes.
I have a question. Do you think when they said he didn't have a lot of girlfriends, he didn't bring a lot of women home, is because he was a player? Because he was just having sex with a lot of women?
Oh, interesting. Like, as opposed to girlfriends.
I went deep diving on his Instagram.
And?
It seems like he had one high school girlfriend for a while.
Yeah.
It seemed like there was one lady that was, like, his gal.
I saw someone on the subreddit say that they went to college with him, and he, like, wasn't a player at all. Okay. Was just, like, a nice dude.
Oh, my God. I would have had such a crush on him.
But, like, he was just, like, a nice guy. And I think he was really into sports. So, and especially, he probably played college. I mean, it's kind of hard to have, like,
also,
a
girlfriend.
Also, he
probably just was still dealing with that.
A lot of the sports guys in college.
They can be players, absolutely. But I just feel like he honestly is just a respectful person.
It's a no-brainer. You look at these four guys, no-brainer that he should be the guy that she picks.
Anna, what were you going to say?
No, I just think, yeah, like, I think also just the trauma of the recession in his family. He's probably just, like,
he's had reality.
Turned off.
That,
yeah.
How old would he have been?
Probably, like, 15, 16.
Yeah, he was in high school, because I was 17. When I graduated college, so he must have been
he's
in
like,
high school.
How, I don't even know how old.
26.
He's 26.
26.
Oh, yeah. So
he was...
Like 10 years ago?
15, 2009, right?
Yeah, he was probably graduating high school. That's a terrible time for that to happen.
Yeah.
Like, he was probably just traumatized with his family. Because didn't the parents also get divorced? He probably just...
Yeah, were his parents...
Oh, really?
Wait,
something. I thought he said that,
and then it felt like they were. But then it felt like
the dad had to
move
out.
He said divorce, but then it said like his mom was taking care of him.
I thought he said they got divorced. Well,
I mean, yeah,
I thought that. I was trying to add it up.
I was so confused.
Maybe she stepped up because he left to just help with the dad because he clearly needed it.
I don't know.
So then we have anything further about Tyler?
No,
he's the best.
He should win.
He's so hot.
Well, she should pick him. She should be so lucky. He would be a grounding force, and she's a little spastic.
Yeah, she's
right. So far, of these two, do we think either of these are going to win? And do we think either of these are going to be the next Bachelor?
I would love to live in a world where Tyler wins and then
Peter's the Bachelor. Yeah. Hmm. I would prefer that. Because,
I would
like
that,
I said,
but I don't think that's what happens.
I feel like Tyler being the Bachelor, I worry it would ruin him.
I would love that for all of us, and I don't think that's what happens.
You don't?
What do you think is going to happen?
I think one of the two turds is going to win.
What?
I'm still sticking with Luke. Tyler.
I think Luke or Jed.
Luke will win.
I do not think Luke's going to win.
I hope he doesn't.
Especially because of what's coming up.
The fucking
windmill. That's true.
Which makes me think that Jed will win.
I kind of think Jed's going
to
win, too.
I think Jed, because they tend to go towards that. The parents who are like, no. And then she's like, why not?
Because they want to win. Because Hannah wants to win.
And then that makes me think that then I bet Peter will, even though I'd rather have Tyler, I bet Peter will be.
I think so, too.
And then I bet every cast off of the Bachelor franchise will slide into the DMs of Tyler and try to date him in real life.
And hopefully he dates none of them and then he just dates some normal
girl. Yeah, hopefully he doesn't end up like.
We love you, Tyler.
We love you, Tyler.
Peter would make.
You can date
why
me.
Would you pick I'll Peter be, the, as the Bachelor over Tyler as a Bachelor?
I'd rather have Tyler, but I bet Peter. I would much prefer Tyler.
Do you think
the
producers would prefer Peter?
I think they want a pilot.
Yeah. They want the
puns. That's it. It's just the one word.
Yeah, pilot. Already? Yeah, he's a pilot.
That's it. They want the flying thing. They want the hit your wings thing.
And they pick really Christian clean cut boys like Ben Higgins, like Colton. They pick not Nick Viall, but they pick really white clean cut boys.
He's just like
they love that.
Yeah, he's just like is like the model fucking Bachelor.
And they're not sexy. There's like a slightly neutered quality.
Yeah,
to
it's
all
insane
of these,
in person guys. Yeah. I mean, come on, right? We've noticed there's a Ken doll like.
Yeah.
Antiseptic. Yeah.
What about?
Not what appeals to us.
Yeah.
I think.
They're not dirty dogs.
There's something. I don't know.
So,
something.
So then why not like Mike?
I don't think Mike would be fantastic.
No, Mike would have been great.
Mike, but. I mean, Mike could still happen.
He could, yeah.
But Mike would be a great bachelor.
But he fell to shambles when he was in her presence.
He was not cool. Yeah, he had no game.
He had no game.
They might like that. They might like that.
He had game. He had game with Luke and zero game with Hannah.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we are. We're at, okay, here, now this is where it gets cooking. This is where I'm excited. Here we are. We're at Luke. And we're in Gainesville, Georgia, and he goes, well, other people took you on a plane, and then somebody else took you on a boat, and I'm going to take you to Sunday school.
Oh, God.
Before church. Drag. And she goes, there's no way she came up with this. Luke is a jigsaw puzzle. I have the corners down, but I don't have the middle figured out. I'm like, you don't do jigsaw puzzles.
And see, when she was talking to the camera during the day, I just felt like she was like really forcing it. Like, why is this happening? To me, this is like... like that when a crazy person gets too far in the show.
Yeah.
Like, why are we praying?
Yeah.
Why is there a group of strange men and down on their knees?
There was too many people there.
And they
there
were all so if you're not if
you
guys
so wait a minute, so if you guys don't dudes. There's a few people that actually just listened to the podcast. So who here wants to set the scene for what they walked into? Rob.
Okay, so they go into this room and it's everything from like children, like Boy Scouts to like older men, mostly men, 90% men in the room.
Yeah.
In like a lodge.
Somebody said it looked like a Cracker Barrel restaurant.
It literally
like
said it was a cafeteria.
It was a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it said with something long tables. Cafeteria.
Yeah.
And then a weird, creepy minister says to Luke, you're going to tell your story today. And then Luke gets up in front of the people.
His testimonial
in front of children is like, basically, I got a lot of ass.
I fucked everybody and then Shower Jesus came.
Six.
Three for three with Shower Jesus. I fucked everybody.
Yeah, he told her exactly the same story.
And they told it to us the first week. So it's like, I fucked everybody. I was doing everything.
But he really went, he was like, I mean, I got ass.
I got at it. I mean, I got down. Like, I got, I just
I wish
you had
been like, hey, look, there were a few fingers in the butts. Like, you know, like, I enjoyed some things, okay? Yeah. I'm not proud of, because when he was like, I chased sin. It was
I chased sin.
And he's the kind of guy that will cheat on her.
Of course.
Eventually and be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I gave in to the evil side.
Yeah, this
the devil wanted
he's not responsible
like,
for
if
it.
Only no. you had
the
been
devil made
out
him do
for
it.
Me.
Exactly.
He said the Holy Spirit came to him in the shower and he followed it through like a hole. It's like a glory hole
in the
Holy
ceiling.
Like, and he's like, this is what I've been waiting for. And it was the real
he
deal.
Was having a mental breakdown. Yeah.
And then there's all these like brainwashed children. And then adults are like, they said, look for the big guy with the smile. And there's Luke. And I said, must be Luke, and he was a good friend for me. He makes friends with everyone around us.
Everybody loves Luke.
They paid those people so much money.
There was too many.
Luke was like, it was like too forced.
Too many. Luke loves the underdog.
I think it was just a religious organization in that town that agreed we're all going to get on TV and we're going to show these godless Americans how it's done, that we support each other, that we love.
Like, it was like
but there was something false about it, unfortunately, because.
Yeah.
You know, he feels false. So I don't know if they even paid those people. I think they were excited to get on TV.
But it was too forced of how much they were pushing that he's like actually a good person.
Yeah.
Like they were pushing that so hard.
They said that he loves the underdog. I'm like, then why of every guy in the house, why did he take little other Luke and pick him up and throw him on the ground?
Yeah.
He didn't do that to Mike. Yeah. He didn't do that to Tyler. He did it to little Luke.
By the time that they go to these hometowns, is the show airing?
No. They know
they aired it all.
No, everyone in the town knows what it is.
They edit backwards. They wait for it to end. They edit the entire thing.
Oh, you were wondering if they felt
the
they had to do damage control?
No, the whole thing ends. The whole thing ends, and they edit backwards.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
It did feel, though, like that was his like last Hail Mary. Like, he's like, I just got to get all these people to make it sound like I'm a great guy.
I mean, I would wonder then. I mean, I know, like, you would think, like, oh, these people will watch the show then and be like, oh, he's a piece of shit. But they won't. They'll just be like, everyone else was a piece of shit. Luke was right.
But he knew. But I think the producers saw, like, this is a fucking lunatic. And then they had that crazy giant prayer circle around him.
So
where they all touched each other. They
all putting hands on him. Yeah. And
if I was at that, I would have, like, run for my fucking life. Yeah. Like, that's...
It was nightmare. Crazy. Yeah.
My actual nightmare.
There was one in that shot where they're all down on one knee and they're all sort of holding on to each other's shoulders. There was one kid in the foreground that has hands on a guy's shoulder next to him, and then he like quickly removes it. I don't know if he thought like, oh, people are going to think I've got the gay touch.
Yes, the gay touch. I've got the gay touch.
Wouldn't want America.
No,
to think.
American kid. God forbid I touch a man. Oh my God. So then, they go and we meet his crazy looking father, his gorgeous young mom with her.
She is so hot.
That's the hair I want. I want that because
it's gray,
that,
beautiful.
That gray, long, wavy.
She had the face of a 20-year-old with like a long gray blowout.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Love that hair.
She gave birth to Luke.
Yeah.
How could that be?
And that other guy.
That guy. That guy. And then the guy with the broken arm.
The broken arm.
That was the brother.
I felt like Luke broke his arm.
Of course. Obviously, Luke broke his arm. His haircut looked like he'd been in a cult, and then Luke broke his arm, and then everyone's like, he might be mad for a second, but then he just sets his course right, and you know, Lukey knows
and
what
then
Lukey.
The brother's wife was also Hannah.
Yeah. It was weird. We were like, that's creepy, and then he goes, which is cool, and we're like, no.
Which is
Hannah. Let's be real. Luke is being Luke. You weren't Luke. Like, and then so she has verbal diarrhea again. She's
immediately.
Like, and then literally, like, immediately it was like, this guy, I mean, I was mad at him, and I was putting him in the corner, and he was like, I'm walking on eggshells. And then literally, when your kid comes to you and is like, we've had a good week and a half, I'm ready for marriage.
Yeah.
It's been good for a week and a half.
I was like, oh,
you haven't seen each other for a week and a half. That's why it's been good.
Also, that's the one where the great grandma was sitting there.
Yeah. Oh
she
God.
Was cute. She was sitting
so
right
cute.
Next to Hannah while Hannah was trashing Luke. And she I bet like, she's just sitting there like, I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, his regular grandma looked just like Luke. Yeah. Her face looked just like him.
Yeah, great grandma. I liked her.
Cute.
Her and the mom, they're my favorites.
And Hannah was cute too because she like goes over to pay extra attention.
Yeah. Yeah. She was
sweet. Really
sweet.
So cute.
But then the dad goes, that's not like my son. And then he goes, for a week and a half, this relationship is on track. I've been in my lane. The lane. Stay in your lane. The fucking lane thing. It's not a good metaphor.
I can't figure out if anyone knows who Luke is in this family.
No.
It's so hard to understand.
They're going to blame the editors. They're going to be so mad at the editors. So they're going to, and he's like, thank the Lord, number one, someone has had her heart softened for you. I look her in the eyes and I see Ms. Parker. I can't.
Ms.
Not Ms. Not Mrs.
Yeah.
I see a woman who's going to divorce me.
The bro has the arm cast. He's like, I want to make this right. If you tell him what he's done, so you can see her just by like, she's so hot for him. This is everything she wants to hear.
Yeah.
This is like, oh, the guys in the house were wrong. He's a good Christian man. It was just misunderstood.
I thought it was very key that the father said, if she has chosen you, it is something beyond anything that we don't deserve it. And I was like, keywords, you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Also, you are so weird pastor vibes.
His
I can't
pastor.
Deal with
it. It reminds me of like Jessica Simpson's dad before he came out.
Yeah.
When the mom goes, Lukey, what has been holding you back? Let Hannah see your heart. And he's like, I'm sorry we've struggled and whatnot. I can tell you I am looking at my future wife. Without a doubt, I do love you. And I am looking at my future wife. I have fallen and I am falling in love with him. I am falling in love with Luke. I'm like, oh my God, kill me now. Why are you dragging all of us along on this ride? This is
I don't know. That family is against abortion.
Oh,
that's
sure.
all I know.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. I was like, get out of there, Hannah. Get out of there.
Yeah.
And that whole family. If you're will shun you for the fantasy suites. Like, not just your son. That whole family will shun you forever for the fantasy suites.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah. So, and then he tells his dad that there's a spiritual connection. They have a spiritual connection.
More than any other contestant there.
Oh, my God. You do not deserve that. That dad.
I was really freaked out by that whole town. Yeah. It felt like a horror movie. It felt like The Wicker Man or something. You know, like a town of like lazy eyes. No, Lukey Little doesn't sound like Little Lukey. Luke just being, don't make Lukey mad. Luke be Luke.
If Luke and Hannah get married, they will make the Antichrist.
Yes.
So the whole town is just trying to get Luke to marry
Hannah. Yes.
To make...
Yes, it's just destiny. Just give in. It, yeah, that's exactly right. The town needs her.
Where is that? Where did
it go? Gowes in Gainesville, Georgia.
Yeah.
And here we are. Anything left about Luke?
He is. I don't know. I don't care for that family. I didn't care for that hometown. It was too much for
me. It seemed so forced and fake and just creepy. Like, it kind of seemed like if she went there, she would never return.
Yeah, it was so crazy.
Yeah, it felt like one of those families that's so obsessed with like looking perfect, but then it's just cracks on cracks on cracks. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just everything is falling apart underneath the surface. But they're like, Luke would never do
not
that.
Our Luke. Not little Lukey Luke.
I know Luke.
I've seen the Luke is seen in the Lord, and shower Jesus came and found Luke. Side note, shout out to Sandy Christensen from Say It on Swag, who sent all of us our John Paul, you can call me John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones.
There's links to it on our Facebook page. I wore them all over Rhode Island. They're really comfortable, and they're great looking flip flops.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Also, I got my mug, my you can call me John Paul Jones mug. Love it.
She made She made that Hannah Beast pillow.
She has
over
a shirt that says "Life isn't all blueberries and paper planes."
I mean, God bless this woman. She has a vision. So thank you, Sandy Christensen. Yes. We appreciate your presence. Okay, so then here we are. Anything further before we go on to the greatest? Knoxville, Tennessee, Jed. Ugh. With his... I'm going to fast forward for a second. His mom was on painkillers, right?
What do we think it is?
Was she high? Was it pot? What was it? Ativan?
I don't know.
It looked like pot, but I don't know if she's
like
cool
pot.
Enough to do pot.
It looked like pot, but maybe she had anxiety about...
I think she took a Xanax and drank a glass of wine.
Lori thought she had stage fright and that maybe she's an unpleasant woman because she has an unpleasant sister. So maybe she's unpleasant and unhappy in her life and she has stage fright, so she took like an Ativan or something.
Yeah. Sure.
And had a glass of wine.
Because she was flying.
Like she was flying.
This.
Yeah, she was fucked.
Like,
up.
Her reactions were slow.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I've been there. I've been you before.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But I would never do that on TV where people can see me for
exactly,
the like, millions of people are watching. It's like, okay.
And it's almost like, gotcha. Yeah. I bet you see this other boy. I'm Jed's angry mom who has bangs. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. We start out. He's like, oh, we're in Knoxville, which wasn't actually his hometown. Lo and behold, we're going to a recording studio. Oh, what a surprise. We're going to get more airtime for my music. That I thought I was going to come here just for my music, but I've fallen in love and not even more in love with my other two girlfriends that are at home.
Yeah, no shit.
And I'm going to write a song together. And then she's like, thank you, Lord, so much for a great... I mean, she's bought this music thing hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
I'm also not entirely sure he's actually a professional musician.
He's not. No. He's a stripper.
Because he didn't know how to explain what an isolation booth was.
Yeah.
He went, oh, this is the ISO booth. And I think she said isolate something. And then he was like, yeah, this is where the... And he put his hands to his ears as though he was wearing headphones.
Yeah.
And then said the magic.
I honestly
that separates the vocals from the other musicians playing in the room.
I honestly think
he knew that there were headphones involved.
I bet he has not been in a real recording studio like that.
Probably.
I don't
not.
Think so. No. I don't think so. Because he didn't seem to know his way around.
He has been
around.
In a recording studio like this.
He's been. He has not. No one has been in a recording studio like this.
He's been in a closet with foam on the wall.
That's right.
Yes. An upholstered garage?
Yeah.
So then she goes, we are falling in love. And then she said, I wore my star thing and it's written in the stars. And so they did a song together. And I have to say, it's too bad that he sucks because they were kind of cute together.
Well, he can sing.
Yeah, he actually
can
sing.
He
actually can sing.
I just don't know if he's been a professional musician for any period of time.
No, because he's the burlesque dancer.
I don't think he's going to make it.
Wait, tell her, Hannah.
Tell her, Hannah.
Oh, okay. Some photos came out.
Thunder Down Under or
yes,
something?
And it's like a Chippendales type dancer.
Yeah.
Why
wouldn't he lead with that?
I know, that's cool.
Because he's trying to be a musician.
Because he wants to be a musician in Nashville, like all
exactly.
of them.
I don't. Yeah. I listened to the three tracks he has on Spotify. I think you did too. I think you sent it to me. Were... And they're like so basic. Like they sound like Maroon 5 songs, but then the lyrics aren't that great. Like it's like, woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Like it's so basic.
And they
that
all
you're
sound
like,
different from each other. Like he can't like find his voice.
He doesn't know what he's jamming.
He's just trying to see what sticks.
I mean, I'm not a music person. I felt like considering his co-writer was Hannah, that their song could have been way worse. Like, I thought, okay, that was okay. Mm-hmm. If your co-writer is Hannah, he sort of cobbled it together. Mm-hmm. Rob, you're a musician. What did you think?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like him.
Yes, Rob.
I don't trust his motives. Like, why is he had a girlfriend? Like, why is he really there? And at the end of the episode, he was pissed that she kept him, and that kind of rubbed me wrong, too. Like, if you really love her, you'd be like,
thank God. I get another shot with her. I'm not sloppy seconds to Luke.
Exactly. Well, you actually
that
are.
That was his response.
At least Luke doesn't have two girlfriends.
Exactly. Yeah. It just, and the whole thing, like, he's never without his guitar.
But what if Jed was like, Rob, can I open for you?
Dude, so we are so deep in when we did the draft picks on his bio. It was like, ever since he got his heart broken, he hasn't written one song.
That's bullshit.
It's bullshit. He can't stop writing songs.
Every 5 minutes, he's like, I wrote this song for you.
I just wrote another song. It's called Newport, Newport. I'm in Newport. Newport, my name's Jed.
You're the real songwriter.
You have a better chance.
Meow, 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 meow. Oh, my God. Thank you. I can't wait to drop an album. So then they were cute. And then he goes, do you ever feel like your heart has just come out of your chest because you have something to say and you can't do it? And he goes, I love you.
I thought he was going to be like, I have six girlfriends.
And I'm a stripper.
Now.
I'm a stripper with six girlfriends.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
And then his chest was beating so fast. And then they went, and you're missing the dad leg wrap. Do you have to pee? Yeah. Should we take a pee break? You can't miss this. Let's pause it.
Here, take a pee break.
Wait, pause it. Okay, wait, let's get back in there. Okay, wait, what were we talking about? Come back with it. Okay, pee break's over. Wait.
I'm just saying, why do they show us what happens with Luke?
I know. They did that last year with him with Colton jumping over the fence.
But Katie's suggesting that it's not necessarily the end of his story.
Right. That he comes back with the ring.
Oh my God, you're right. Yep. Oh my God, you're right. He comes back with the ring. You're right. Yep. You're right.
Like, she sends him home because he
oh my God,
says
you're
you
brilliant.
Can't fuck anyone.
So maybe he
and
wins.
And then he comes back with... No, I don't think he's going to win, though.
I don't think
because
he'll win.
That's, like, unacceptable.
I think she was really, really turned
that's
off by
that's unacceptable.
But she's
for
been
him
mad
to
at
say.
Him before. And then
yeah,
she's
but
like,
oh,
she right.
looked like...
She did look super pissed, but that's what makes me think... There's something. There's just production-wise.
You're
they're
right.
throwing us for a loop.
He is coming back with a ring. You're right. You're right.
Because originally they showed Chris Harrison saying to her,
I love
he him. Says he's going to marry you. He's come. He's here with a ring.
Yeah.
But they were showing footage of Mike in the elevator going up to go on a date.
I love breaking this down with you guys. It's like the mystery crew. I love it. I love it. We put our heads together and we figure it out. We're like the pinball wizard of The Bachelor.
That's what we are.
Okay, you're right. You're right. You're right. Yeah. Luke gets sent home and then he comes back with
like a
ring.
Yeah,
person.
I think that's what happens.
Do you remember it was Becca's boyfriend came for the...
Oh, yeah.
With the dollar signs. Ross. Ross. Ross.
Dollar signs.
The fact that we remember
like,
his
I love
name.
You.
We are in so deep. The fact that we know Becca's ex-boyfriend.
Ross.
Okay. So they do the thing, and then he says, I love you. And then the dad did the leg wrap to Jed.
Yeah.
Although he did have a soul patch and was wearing Ed Hardy, so it evened out.
Oh, that's the type of dad who would insist that you follow your dreams to be a musician.
Oh, my God.
Have pseudo talent.
His... Exactly. It completely made sense that that was who was Jed because his dad was in an Ed Hardy shirt with a soul patch.
Yep, yep.
Debbie texted me that the douche apple doesn't fall far from the douche tree. Something like that. Yeah, that's or like the soul patch apple. So it's just like, that makes sense. That Jed is the... And then the mom was like... You know some moms that hate whatever, like, that's my baby boy.
Yeah.
Oh, the other woman's in my baby boy. Oh, okay. At first I felt like they were being, she and the sister gave off such bad vibes. And at first I thought it's because they felt uncomfortable because they had to lie for him because they knew he had, like, two other girlfriends.
Well, the dad gives that, like, toast where he like says something about being truthful.
The mom did. The mom did.
Was it, oh, it was the mom.
The mom did, yeah.
Yeah,
mom
goes, she says something about being
mom
truthful.
Mom goes like this. She's he goes, through. I'm going to rip a cheers.
The, rip a cheers.
No, Jed said, I'm going to rip a cheers. The first one started.
That's
and then
over.
The mom goes.
That's where I break up with him. Here's sorry, this is awkward, but I can no longer see you.
I'm going to leave right now.
I'm sorry, family.
I'm going to rip a cheers.
Rip
and then
cheers.
The mom goes, here's a toast. To everyone trusting their intuitions and their truths every day. When you stick to your truth, it's beneficial to everybody. Is she calling her son a liar?
Yeah. That's what I got from it.
Trust your gut, fucker, because he is not available.
Yeah.
Trust your intuition.
Even the sister kind of seemed like a mean girl. Like she liked the other ex or something.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't think it would be good for. It was just like
she was
so
such a bitch.
Awkward with everybody.
The dad goes, "Look, she seems. She looks like a hoot. I get it, but I can't get my head around it.
I can get myself into these Ed Hardy pants, but I can't get my head around.
I can shave my facial hair down and go. You know what? I will leave that one square in.
And yet I can't get my head around it.
I just can't get my head around.
Now there's a new story in the news today about apparently
what?
Going public on Instagram and publishing a letter on Instagram asking fans to stop going after him and his
he
family.
Said that he was getting death threats.
That now his mom and dad's sister are getting attacked on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm not going to attack them. I am going
to
say
we're not attacking them. They don't have to listen to the podcast if they don't want to.
I'm going to say the mom and the sister seemed unpleasant.
But if they'd like to.
If they like
but they
to.
May have been struggling. Us. They may have been struggling with the fact that they know
that
he's the guy who's cheating.
And so then she goes, if it's a
that's
career.
That's what he should be addressing.
She goes, your music career, they're all protecting his career that's not working.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I'm here for it. And then the mom goes, well, look, let's be real, Hannah. It's a dreamy way to fall in love. I get it. He's just another guy. You are the bachelorette, and he's just another guy. She goes, well, I told him I was falling in love with him. She goes, well, do you say that to all of them? It was just bangs and Ativan talking, angry.
But just she needed a good inch cut off those bangs. That's all I could focus on. Having had bangs.
Me too. I've had bangs.
Within a millimeter, I need to know. I need my bangs to be where I need them to be.
Bangs are tough. Bangs are great. Bangs are great when they're great, and they really burn.
It's a little bit
You ripped the bangs for a bit.
Oh, I ripped them?
I'm going to rip a toast. I'm going to rip a bang. I had a solid bang that I wanted to look like a 1970s French New Wave movie star, and once in a while I could get that vibe down, but generally in a show they would make me look like a Reba McEntire.
No, I thought you looked very. I thought it was very. It was 60s. It was a little Brigitte Bardot.
That's what I wanted. That's
you
what
had the
I wanted.
Poof on top and the
that's
bang.
What I wanted.
They looked beautiful. But you can go either way.
When I would do it on the, but on shows on TV like movie or TV sets, they would style me, and invariably I would look like an 80s country western singer.
Oh,
like,
I see.
They didn't know what to do with the bang. So then the mom goes, well, he's lived his life. He's had his heart broken. He's a musician. You don't get a diploma.
Oh, no.
You don't get a diploma. He can go work full time. It's like, yeah, he could. He could have a fucking day job. Like a lot of people who follow their dreams. He can have a job and try to be like he's a stripper. So that's some of the time he's a stripper.
Yeah. I didn't like that. That felt weird.
I also felt like they were all kind of like. They didn't like him, or they were trying to say something was wrong with him. I don't know if it was just that they're trying to say that he had a girlfriend. Like, it really felt like they were trying to say, like, he's an idiot. Like, that's the way I felt, is they were all trying to, like, oh, he's just a fucking idiot.
You can't sit in a classroom taking information, use that information to take a test and get a grade. He doesn't know how to do
it. Well, that's an interesting thing to say to someone who might marry your son.
Yes,
like, so
might,
you know,
he's
not going to make a living. It'll be on you.
It feels like he's
to pay all the bills because he's on a different path.
And it's also like they know he's a stripper.
But they can't say it.
Right. They know, like, this guy is a disaster. This guy is a failed musician who's a part-time stripper who will not get a real job. And you're going to, like, this isn't the, they're trying to warn her away from
maybe
him.
That's what it was.
Maybe they seemed like
jerks when, in fact, they're trying to do the right
and
thing.
And the sister goes, I'm very protective of Jed. I'm not sure this is a good thing. It doesn't feel right to me. It was just awful. And then they go, well, all the things we do for love. And I was like, you guys are awful.
Yeah.
So before we get to the rose ceremony, anything else on Jed's family?
That mom is a lush.
She was fucking flying.
And my sister is flying on her way to mom town as well.
Yeah, they were...
There was all this family members or like family that we never even met or anyone was introduced to. Yeah. And then they sat at another picnic table. Right,
yeah, yeah, like the cast off, the relatives cast off table.
What is that? And you didn't even introduce us.
Yeah.
And then you can't get a big enough
table. Those
are
the ones who would be like, he's got a girlfriend.
I know. Yeah.
That's my girlfriend and the mom is so fucked up right now.
That is, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's a mix between the like getaway. He's a starving artist, and also almost being entitled.
Yeah, he's a starving
artist.
He's
found his calling. Yeah, so
it'll be your job to support
exactly.
that. You need to understand that.
Don't clip his wings, and you've got to pay the way.
Like my mom was always like, "Well, this is what you sign up for."
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And like, she's right.
Yeah,
and like, she's right.
It's our choice to suffer out here.
Yeah,
and, you know,
like get it. Like, and if you have to get a job, get a job.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like they should all just be like, well, you know. This will be good for him because he'll become an Instagram model. So
he'll just
spawn con, I guess.
Yeah,
his music career that's going nowhere.
So then they go to the rose ceremony. She's in her green dress and she has like a full blown panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see her like, this is, I don't. First up, surprising, Peter. Second, Tyler.
Yeah.
So she's down to the two dudes that she's told the camera that she's falling in love with. I was stunned. Do you think it's because... I know I might have asked this earlier, but I'm just going to bring it around because we've all been on the journey. It might be part two again. But, like, is it because Jed's family scared her off and she's like, well, I can't pick Jed because they're telling me he's not available? Is that why it was
Or is she like, I want to fuck all four of them?
But, like, why were those two the final two that she was debating between? Like, if those are the two that she was in love with, why didn't they get roses and then it was between Peter and Tyler?
Hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I can't.
Who is she going to cut?
I cannot understand why Luke has gotten this far.
I feel like she was going to cut Jed because his family was like, he's not available.
Yeah, I got that. I think she picked Tyler and Peter because they were the safest options for her. Because both the families were like, he likes you a lot. And then like Jed's family was like, run. And then Luke's family was like, Lord.
Just Lord, guide us.
Yeah.
So then he goes, I can't make a decision. I want to dive in. You know, when I close a door on a relationship, it's shut, but my door's not shut.
So she basically saying, like, I need sex.
I need to go fuck all four of them.
Yeah, I think she just needed more time. Like, she wasn't ready.
That was a really
funny... I mean, clearly send Luke home, but, like, she couldn't do it.
She wants to keep Luke... Well, she just didn't want to make the decision.
No. Yeah.
Which is what everyone else prior has had to do.
You have to do it.
She's part of the show.
Wish they made her pick. It bothered me.
Me too. That would have been dramatic. Totally. And I think it's a testament yet again. I'm sorry to say,
we miss Elon.
Who are these producers?
Elon's gone.
She's getting too much. Like, I don't like how much special treatment she's
me getting. Me neither. Because who is she? Why is she getting special treatment?
Survivor every week. Somebody goes home.
That's the deal. Those are the rules.
That weird scene where she has a panic attack. She kind of looks off at a producer and then she like walks away. She's tearing that rose apart.
Oh my god.
And then there's nothing. Chris, like, where the fuck is Chris Harrison? Isn't he just in the next room?
Yeah.
Like, and there's like a glass of wine behind her on the table
where
she got
it's
ready. So like, she's already a couple of glasses in.
Yeah, it's a mess.
And then finally, fucking Harrison shows up. And he's like, what's going on? What happened?
Oh, my God.
Come on, Chris. You were right there. You know what happened.
Right there. And then I love my favorite thing, which made me love Tyler even more, is he went over to Jed. He was like, oh, come on, man. You got this. It's total baloney if she picks the other guy. Baloney.
He said it's total baloney.
He goes, it's total baloney if he picks the other guy.
Say baloney.
Baloney. Oh, I love him.
I felt like that was a little mean girls of them to do, though. Them to just start their click. Yeah.
But he's such a dick.
He deserves it 100%.
He sucks.
Because also, like, those three guys, they seem to genuinely be friends and
they
like
all know
each other.
Yeah. And by the way, like, they're all trying to fuck the same girl, but they're being nice to each other.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I think he's a dude.
It was a stark image.
Yeah.
That he was standing alone and those three guys were talking to each other.
It's baloney. I don't have clarity. I don't know what to do. I'm frustrated. I can't give out all my final rose. I want to fuck up. All of you and windmills.
Yeah,
it was.
But then when Chris Harrison brought the, he said he seemed a little pissed, and then he was like, "The roses you requested," and walked away.
Oh my god,
that was
So
yeah, you're right. You're
no,
right. You're right.
That, no was, gentleman, that, Hannah,
that was a
gentleman,
Hannah. That was a little bit of a bitch move. That was like a fuck you, Hannah.
But I think he was feeling fuck you.
Do you
and
think
I think he
liked
was overridden.
It? You think he was overridden.
I bet you anything Chris Harrison was saying, this is not how we do the
yeah.
show.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a
He's
tenet
right.
of the existence of this show and
He's
this franchise.
Right.
And I'm the president of Bachelor Nation. And I think he genuinely cares about Bachelor and Bachelorette. I think he's genuinely invested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think whoever is running the show now.
Oh, these young kids.
Has last say over Chris Harrison. And I bet that's a bitter pill to swallow for him.
Yeah. I like the roses you requested.
Yeah, it feels like these people know who they want. You know pretty early on who you're. Who you narrow in on.
How can you be
on?
Confused?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm not a two-timing kind of gal.
Yeah, you're
But
right.
I can't imagine right. keeping not, my no. options open for four people.
I would imagine.
I can't even have another one besides my husband. I don't have the energy.
Totally. Like, you got to at least be saying, well, I know I want Tyler. Then who else?
Who
do
are
I
you
have?
Thinking yeah. about? Yeah. Who are you thinking about when you go to bed? Who are you thinking
yeah,
about in
exactly.
the morning? You know who you
who
like.
Do you buy? Just literally look at them one by one and be like, who do I like the most?
Yes, I guess she said that. She said, I thought I would walk in here and I thought I would look at you all and I would know. And I think she genuinely doesn't know.
I was stunned Peter made the cut.
I as well.
He seemed like the one to get cut.
It just feels like she's not as into him.
Yeah.
I thought Peter was going to get cut. And then when Peter got a rose and Tyler got a rose, I thought, oh, Jed's getting cut.
Me too.
Yeah, I thought Jed was getting cut because
we
know
knew what's
going to
happen.
There,
yeah.
And then because his parents were just shooting everyone in the foot, like, get out. I don't know.
We have some new reviews on iTunes. 5 stars. But it says, put Epps out sooner. My favorite Bachelor podcast. But I wish the episodes would come out the day after the show, which airs on My Mind is Fresh from BB Fan. Guys, we got to record it on Tuesday, and then we have to edit it, and then Anna has to make the flyers, and then it just takes the whole thing. That's why it's Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I wish time
come
travel.
On, people. Understand, we have things going on. It takes time.
5 stars. The whitest show commentated on by the whitest whites you've ever heard. Need a purview into white culture? Then this podcast is for you. Do you like The Bachelorette? Doesn't matter. Listening to Arden is always delightful and is the best. Most of the commentary, they stopped writing. That was from Travis Love. I am very white. I'm sorry. I'm so white. It's a very
I
white
am too.
Show.
I'm Mayflower.
I'm sorry.
That's why
right
I'm
into
on
this
the
mic.
Show.
Yeah, Anna. Anna's
to bring that Islam vibe.
Yeah, Anna's, yeah. I'm like, we need a gal from Islam. That's exactly why we found her. I mean,
we cast you.
Yeah, Anna's Iranian. Anna's
I'm the
Iranian.
Diversity
yeah.
choice.
I mean, I can't. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I wish I was more interesting.
Just the most Nordic.
I wish I was more anything, but this is who I am. I'm sorry, but I'm glad you like the podcast. 5 stars. Katie D with a dollar sign. Is this you, Katie Dippold. This podcast is so joyful and hilarious and silly and sweet. Arden and friends make me laugh out loud every episode, guaranteed. It's not only a podcast about the greatest TV show on earth, but it's also about friendship and sometimes grief and sometimes hot tubs. Thanks for creating such a pod. That's so true. I bet nobody else is doing a podcast with that combo.
I don't think so.
I think that's all right. And then I loved that email about the boners. You can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com.
More boners.
So many boners. Let's see if we have any more emails. And then will you help me pick a tweet of the week? Anna, this was last night at midnight, so I'm sure more came in. There was like 80 great.
Yeah, I think
what?
I sent a
wow.
few more.
There
were so many.
Yeah.
It really was a good episode.
Wow. More than 80 came in. I just sent her 80 because I was
insane.
Like, this is getting
that's
crazy.
Exciting.
This is from Shabrina Z. Oh my God, Arden, you serious about your amazing race application? I'm an amazing race fanatic. Tell me, email me what I can do to win. I want to go on Amazing Race with Lance Bass. For real. I want to go on it. I don't think I'd win. I have a fear of heights and I'm weak.
Stop saying you have a fear of heights.
Oh, you're right. Because then they'll make me jump off the thing.
That's how they get
you. Okay, great. Okay.
I have fear of
okay.
low heights.
Okay, great. Here we go. So here we are. I'm going to give you... I'm going to give you some tweets of the week, and I chose too many. It's hard to narrow it down from 80, so I think I have like 9.
Okay,
here we go. Let's just start at the top. This is from Mfi at Mollusk Phelan. The people that made a Luke should have been the title of a 1950s horror movie.
The people that made a loop.
The people that made a loop. That's a good one. This is I'm better than Ben Shapiro at Andrea _ Shapiro. The two occasions I hear someone so obsessed with showering on a reality show are contestants on Survivor and Luke whenever he's on screen.
Yeah.
Shaz at Thorium _ Dragon. Why is Luke's hometown date on a family reunion in a Cracker Barrel? Yeah.
Yes.
That was weird.
Okay. Seth Vatt at Basebone One. Woohoo! You can really cut the sexual tension with a prayer circle here. Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. Trying to figure out how Jed got on the show. My theory, he tried out for Idol, got rejected before getting to the panel, and saw another ABC casting line and said, okay.
Yeah. Feels that way.
Cheyenne Constant at Trixie Firecracker. You know how you see the family of a person who's done something horrible on the news and they are shocked because he's always such a good boy? That's Luke's family.
Yeah, that is 100%.
This is John Moore at Real John Moore. So, Peter Pilot is Peter Pilot Jr.? That sounds like a Nickelodeon cartoon. A scrappy little kid from a multilingual flying family who all have their heads in the clouds.
That'd be a good cartoon.
Abby Rose at AbbyCat _ Rose. A plan to bone four dudes in the fantasy suites? Nice work, Hannah. That's some divine shower Jesus intervention right there.
Jesus told me I have to fuck them all.
Here's two more. Britt Paulson at Beerit. Right now for me, Jed's mom's bangs are this season's biggest antagonist. Yeah. Chaz at Thorium _ Dragon. Luke's brother learned his lesson after the first broken arm. Tell no one that Luke is violently controlling.
That's right. That's right.
Here's one final, two more. Lauren at _ purple _ haze. Hey, I just met you and this is crazy, but everyone hates your son and I'm not sure I like him either. And then yeah. Lauren at purple _ haze. WWSJD, what would shower Jesus do?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to narrow it down to these two. Lauren at purposeglow _ haze. Hey, I just met you and this is crazy, but everyone hates your son and I'm not sure I like him either. And I'm going to go back to the first one, which is MV at Mollusk Feeling. The people that made a Luke should have been the title of a 1950s horror movie. People that made a Luke or I hate your son.
Oh, I like them both so much. I'm going to go with the first one, people that made a Luke.
Anna.
I'm going to go with I hate your son.
Katie.
I hate your son.
I hate your son.
Oh, the winner is MV at Mollusk Feeling. No. Sorry. The winner is... I was wrong. The winner
that was
is
my winner.
Lauren yes. at purple _ at Hayes. Hey, I just met you and this is crazy, but everyone hates your son and I'm not sure I like him either. Oh my God. So good.
So many great tweets.
Follow us on Instagram. I'm at Artemarine, ArdenMyrin. I have Insatiable coming up season 2 sometime this fall. I'm writing a book that'll be out in 2020.
Woo.
Rob, what do you have?
I'm at R.O. Benedict on Instagram and Rob Benedict on Twitter, and I've got we're starting shooting the final season of Supernatural.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Are you playing Shower Jesus?
I'm playing Shower Jesus.
Padgett!
Watch Criminal Minds in reruns on A&E, ION, CBS All Access, and Netflix, and DuckTales on Disney.
Yes! Yay. Tana, Katie!
I don't know, my podcast Ethnically Ambiguous, if you know, love the Middle East and The Bachelor. And shout out to Allison Settles Verde, my friend in Arizona, who let me stay with her, who's a huge fan of the show. She's great.
Yes, yeah. Katie!
I have literally nothing to fuck.
Adopt a pet!
Adopt a pet.
Everybody's scared of fireworks right
yes.
now.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, they
the
do.
Shelters are full.
The shelters are still full, so go foster an animal if you can, adopt an animal if you can, especially here in L.A.
Okay, and if you hired me to write a song and or make a video, I'm on it this week. I'm back to civilization! All right, you guys, please don't forget to party. We'll talk to you next week. I can't wait for next week when she fucks somebody in a windmill and then sends Shower Jesus
Yay.
Home.
Bless.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.